Look how far this crosswalk is from the intersection.
Dunburton stands at the corner of Burnett and Koenig Streets in north central Austin. He leads the Walkable and Livable Communities Institute, a nonprofit in Washington State, and is the walkability expert scheduled to meet with Austin officials today.
The farther back you put the crosswalk, the less likely the motorist will see the pedestrian. And then they make the right turn in all innocence and take out the life of a pedestrian because of a bad design. Probably the worst corner is this corner.
The corner of Burnett and Koenig is a bustling four-way crossroad. Lamar Middle School is right there, Zorin HEB and several little shops. The Texas School for the Blind is nearby. Dozens of people walk through this intersection every day. Some are visually impaired. With measuring tape in hand, Burton went through each of the crossings, measuring the width of the sidewalks, pointing to some of the pedestrian dangers.
We are on a corner that you can see semi-tractor trailers have rolled right over the corner, jumping the curbing to really endanger the pedestrian. If we were to imagine where that curb should be, they came in 4 feet, 4 foot onto the sidewalk in order to make their turn.
Cities like Vancouver, Portland, and San Diego are veterans in the walkability concept. Dallas is fairly new. Mary Grinsfelder is with the Community Council in Greater Dallas, the nonprofit that spearheaded the movement to make Dallas more pedestrian-friendly. Her team picked a part of town where 5 streets converge in a mostly immigrant neighborhood. Grinsfelder remembers walking these streets with Dan Burton.
He was able to come in with some very practical, not incredibly difficult to implement next steps that could transform that area into a much immediately safer environment, but then also showed us ways that there might be opportunities to spur economic development.
Voters there just approved a bond package for this project. The idea of walkable neighborhoods is an idea that has caught traction in mostly affluent neighborhoods, but as the population in Texas continues to grow, Burton says walkable areas are the cheapest way for cities to expand. Joy Diaz, KUT News.